As the city of Detroit seeks pathways back to economic health, the entrepreneur, the small business owner, is seen as a key. And there can be no conversation about small business owners in Detroit without involving the Arab American and Chaldean American communities. Most of the grocery stores, convenience stores, and gas stations in Detroit are owned by Arab Americans and Chaldean Americans. Historically, the relationship between these store owners and their largely African American clientele has not been without its tensions. That's why a recent editorial in the Arab American News caught our eye, and we wanted to share its message with you. We're joined now by Osama Siblani, the publisher of the Arab American News. Welcome to Stateside.
Thank you, Cynthia.
Can you give us a sense of what you were saying in this editorial to Arab American store owners in Detroit?
Well, like you said in the introduction, that there has been tension between, you know, the merchants who happen to be Arabs or Chaldeans and the consumers who happen to be mostly African-American. We know that Detroit, 83 to 85% African-Americans. So, you know, the economic conditions of Detroit, the crime rate in Detroit that was very, very high. And at one time, it was like number one in the country in crime, you know, activities. So taking a risk and going into neighborhood and working, doing the work that needs to be done in order to service the neighborhood, it's an honorable thing, and it's a good business thing. But, however, this relationship between the African community, African-American community, and the Arab-American community, you know, became tense when we started seeing more and more store owners and attendants dying, being killed, you know. And, of course, now the situation is changing in Detroit, and we're asking our community and the store owners in particular in Detroit to change also with the changes, to follow the changes or to accommodate those changes by making changes on the way they have been doing business.
In fact, I note in the editorial, here, I'm going to read a quote from the editorial. It says, despite deep Arab-American involvement in the small business economy of Detroit, for too long, the relationship between Arab-American store owners and their African-American customers has been defined by tension, mistrust, and suspicion. In this relationship, no party is innocent. That last line, why did that need to be said?
Well, because nobody is innocent in any relationship. Any tension in any relationship cannot be blamed on one side. It takes two people or two sides to create attention or to tango, like they say.
Sure.
I believe that the African-American community, you know, bears some responsibility, you know, in how the tension became, you know, more and more as we as the years went by. And also the Arab-American community, store owners in particular, they also bear the brunt of the relationship, bad relationship. And we said that in the editorial. We said that, you know, we Arab Americans and Chaldean Americans, we need to do a lot of stuff in order to, you know, to fix this relationship. We need to treat our customers with respect. We need to open our stores and make sure that we do not buy or sell stolen goods. We do not want to create, you know, animosity between us and the customers. And we need to reinvest in the community that we're generating income from. And also, we need to treat them with respect and go to their churches, to their mosques, to talk to their sports teams, younger people, organizations, and try to get us involved with them. Because this is the way you protect your business, by dealing with people with respect and by servicing them, you know, and give them a good service. And now Detroit is changing. The big guys are coming back to Detroit, I mean, with the supermarkets, the big names like Whole Foods opened in June of 2013. Now other, you know, supermarkets are going to follow suit. And this is a major competition for those small owners who have really spent all their life, and sometimes they literally spent their life in order to protect their business in Detroit. Now they need to do something concrete in order to protect their business by start building relationship with the neighborhood that they serve.
It's a smart business decision, realizing, as you say, competition is coming now that Whole Foods has kind of kicked the door down.
It's not only the smart thing to do in business, it's the right thing to do.
The right thing. When we talk about this relationship, I have to say one of my vivid memories of a news story that I covered was the annual Memorial Mass at Mother of God Chaldean Church in Southfield. And it's the Mass in honor of the men and women killed in the past year at small businesses all around Detroit. And it was very, very heartbreaking to see the parents and spouses and children weeping as names were read out. These are people who were shot and robbed as they stood at their store counters or they were closing up for the night. So one can understand that in a city where violent crime rates are five times the national average, there will be tension and suspicion. But what I hear you're saying in this editorial is start at the very, very root in the beginning for the store owner reaching out to his or her customers.
I think with a smile, with some respect, with us being involved in the community that we serve, also building a relationship between the African American community leaderships and the Arab American leadership, and which we're doing. We're very
yes.
close with Reverend Anthony. We did actually an exclusive interview, an in-depth interview with the Reverend. We talked about all these issues, and also. We need to do a little bit more. We need to educate the people who work in the gas stations and the party store.
Yes, you call for better training.
Training.
Yes, you talk about the training.
We need to train them how to deal with customers, especially most of them that they come immigrants. They don't know how to deal with this kind of situation, or they don't even know the customers that they're servicing.
Yes.
So it is our duty. We have to do some work. We have to change the way we're doing business in order to survive. And you're right about the heavy price that the Arab and Chaldeans have paid, for doing business in Detroit. 500 people have been killed, so far, on the duty, whether they're attendants or owners. And this week in the Arab American News, we have an in-detail article about those people who were killed, and we talk about how difficult it has been to do business in Detroit. So while we realize the danger of doing business in Detroit in the past and the mistakes that we made as merchants and the violence and the crime that has been committed against those merchants, we need to recognize that Detroit is changing, and we need to change with it. We need to present something new to our customers, to our community.
Yes, and I'm wondering, Mr. Sablani, what has been the reaction among the business owners to the column in the Arab and Chaldean business owners?
Well, those people who lost their life, they, of course, they say it's not fair, for you to blame us for this bad relationship, But also they understand that in order for us to continue to do business and improve our relationship as a community together, we need to revisit the way we've been doing business. The city is changing. We're being promised in here by a new mayor and a new team that the crime is going to decline, the business is going to be booming, other corporations are moving in, Detroit is recovering. So we need to be a part of the recovery, but we can't continue to do business the way we've been doing it before.
I know just from covering news in Southeast Michigan for so many years now that you have worked tirelessly for many, many years to create a greater understanding between the Arab American and Chaldean American communities and the rest of Michigan. And I'm wondering, when you think about your vision for the recovery of Detroit, what role do you hope these Arab American and Chaldean American business owners and their employees will play?
Well, if you take a look at what the Arab American community have done in East Dearborn, for example, on Warren Avenue, and how it turned a district into a vibrant district from dead, it was boarded like Livernois in Detroit,
yes.
And it turned it into a very vibrant district where you can't find a place to lease or to buy.
Mm-hmm.
So Arab Americans also did the same in Detroit. They went into Detroit when everybody deserted Detroit. And they stayed there and they worked and they took the risk and they paid the heavy price for it. And I am saying today that if Detroit is recovering, part of this recovery should be, with the Arab American community moving in, not only working in Detroit, but living in Detroit, claiming back Detroit. All of us, Detroit means to us much more than a city in Michigan. It means an identity. When we're traveling overseas, they ask us, where are you from? We tell them we're from Michigan. They say, oh, Detroit?
Mm.
So Detroit is the place that we belong to. And we should not have deserted Detroit, living in Detroit, I'm talking, not business only.
Right.
So I encourage our people to go back, live in Detroit. And we have a great community living in Warrendale here in on the border of Detroit and Dearborn. We have a large, large Arab community, Iraqi community, and Yemeni community living in that area, and Lebanese. But we encourage more development. Today, as Detroit recover, you know, we need to be part of this recovery. We need to reinvest in Detroit. And I know Arab Americans are buying large numbers of buildings, and they are, you know, renovating buildings, and they're, you know, working in the recovery system, and they are helping Mike Duggan, the new mayor, to put Detroit back on its feet. So we are part of this recovery. And I am very thrilled that, you know, our relationship with the African-American community is improving. And if you can visit the article that the interview that we conducted with Reverend Anthony, he will attest to that. We have a long way to go, and we need to continue to improve this relationship and build bridges with the African-American community. But also we have other communities that we need to reach out in, and we need to form coalitions. And that's what we've done in the Arab American News by forming a coalition with the Michigan Chronicle, the Michigan Citizen, the Latino Press, and the Korean Weekly, and also with the Jewish News.
Osama Sablani is the publisher of the Arab American News, and you can read the editorial and the other articles referenced in this interview by going to arabamericannews.com. Thank you so much for talking with us on Stateside, Mr. Sablani.
Thank you, Cynthia.